you know, I've been out for about a month and a half now, but I can tell you that that aviation is still, for many reasons, one of the number one targets of interest on the part of individuals, terrorist groups, and individuals
who
are lying. You know, I think it's there's a spectacular nature to attacking the aviation. First of all, it says something about you as a terrorist group if you're able to get through the all the systems designed to prevent damage. It also has a huge psychological impact and a very large economic impact. So I just think that it's it will always and forever be an interesting target because of the psychology of an attack on the aviation system, as well as the potential for damage to the economy.
Do you get the sense that the U.S. aviation system is, pardon the phrase, the holy grail for terrorist groups if they can attack the U.S. aviation system?
Well, I think they're focused on Western countries. I mean, we know that they're still focused on the U.S., but I think they're focused on the West because that tends to be the, you know, in their minds, that's the target, you know, our Western values and the Western world.
So we've heard a lot about technology and their ability to do things they weren't able to do before. Where do you think the terrorist technology push stands right now?
Terrorists evolve too. You know, one of the things I used to talk about with my staff at DSA, I said, look, remember that, you know, you have a thinking enemy and an evolving enemy, and the enemy isn't static, so we can't be static. The key was to try to evolve, have your evolution loop inside the enemy's evolution loop, so you stay ahead of them, and to evolve at the speed of threat, or faster than the speed of threat, if you will.
Peter Neffinger, former TSA administrator. G.G. Green, WTOP News.